Psalms 34, verses 1 through 8. Again, happy Father's Day to everybody here. We are only having one service today, and then we're going to celebrate family and celebrate fathers. Make sure when you, before this day is through, that you pick up the phone and you tell your daddy, thank you for loving me, for putting up with me. Amen. Psalms 34, verse number 1. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. And this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. And David sums it up like this, and he says, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. I want to talk to you this morning. I won't be very long, but on this thought, WD-40. Turn to that person next to you and say, Pastor's going to preach on WD-40. Has he lost his mind? Hallelujah. God bless you. May be seated in Jesus' name. WD-40, or in Spanish you say Dobliente. Amen. Hallelujah. That's right. That's WD-40. Amen. You didn't know you'd learn it today, but you learned it. WD-40 was invented. Anybody know what year it was invented? 19 what? Close. 1957. And WD-40 is abbreviated from the term water displacement. 40th formula. So now you can go home today and say, guess what? Do you know what WD-40 means? I do. It's water displacement. It's 40th formula. It was the result of the 40th attempt to create this product. 39 attempts, 39 fails. But the 40th experiment produced what we all know now as WD-40. Water displacement 40th formula. This spray is composed. We have over 2,000 uses for it. But the spray is composed of various hydrocarbons. Wow, get your glasses on. I've got them on, I still can't see. But this was originally designed to be used by Convair to protect the outer skin of the Atlas missile from rust and from corrosion. And this product worked so well that several employees snuck out WD-40 cans from the plant to use it at home. And the rest is history. It has been said that you need two tools in your life. That is duct tape and WD-40. If it's not stuck and supposed to be, duct tape it. If it's stuck and it's not supposed to be, WD-40 it. WD-40 has so many different uses in life. We showed you over 2,000 different uses. It includes everything from silencing squeaky hinges, removing tar from automobiles, protecting tools from rusting, removes adhesive labels. Over 2,000 uses for this product. I read this and chuckled. A bus driver in Asia once used WD-40 to remove a python snake. Oh my goodness is right. OMG. If I saw a python snake coiled up in the bus, my first thought would not be WD-40. It would be R-U-N. Run. But this driver removed a python snake which had coiled itself around the undercarriage of his bus and just sprayed WD-40. A police officer once used WD-40. I have no idea why this burglar had no clothes on. But somehow this burglar was naked and he had trapped himself in an air conditioning vent. And the police officer said, "Just give me WD-40. It'll do the work." 4 out of 5 households has owned or owns this product at one time or another. Many have used it, many have heard about it, and many still believe. All because, Brother Miller, there was someone that did not quit. All because there was someone that believed in a product even before the product ever existed. 39 tries, 39 fails, 39 setbacks, 39 disappointments, 39 roadblocks, 39 attempts, but never succeeded until the 40th attempt. WD-40. Can I tell you, on Sunday morning in Tulare, California, thank God for men and women who do not give up. Thank God for men and women who keep on fighting the good fight of life. Thank God for men and women who keep believing, who keep trusting, who keep hoping, who keep living for God. Thank God for men and women who make up their mind, "I'm going to live for God." Micah 7 says it like this: "Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy, for when I fall, I shall arise." I've come today to tell somebody on Father's Day, I know you've made mistakes. I know there's been setbacks. I know your past does not look good. I know about your shortcomings and your failures in life, but failure is not falling down. Failure is staying down. And I've got news for somebody. What you've got to do is dust yourself off. Shake the past of hurts and disappointments off of your life and pull yourself up by your own bootstraps and know, "I'm going to fight for God." Why? Because I got a God that believes in me. I got a God that'll never walk out on me. I've got a God that'll never disappoint me. I've got a God that specializes in putting broken pieces back together again. I've got a God that's fighting for me. And can I tell you, you may not believe in me. You may not see worth and value in me. You may not think that I deserve it, but I've got a God that does. I've got a God that believes in me. And can I tell you, I got a God that believes in you. I've got a God that loves me and sees my value and sees my worth. And can I tell you, that same God believes in you and loves you and knows you're valuable to the kingdom of God. That's why he said there's going to be setbacks in life. But don't stay down. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy, for when I fall, I shall arise. And it goes on to say, and the Lord becomes a light through the darkness. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm telling you, don't quit. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. He is for you. 39 failures. But on the 40th try, it becomes a product that everybody knows about, that everybody's heard about, that can be used in more ways than you could even think or imagine. And if you don't believe me, try it out. Test it out. There's some people that do not like Tabasco on biscuits and gravy. I say try it out. There's some people that don't like peanut butter on their oatmeal. I say try it out. Some people don't like sugar in their tea. Try it out. That's what you got to do. It's what David said. He said, taste and see that the Lord God is good. I heard everything about what you say about God and all the things that God's done for you. I just don't think it'll work for me. You may like it, but I don't think it'll work for me. David said, well, then don't take my word for it. Why don't you try yourself? That's why our job is not to save anybody. I hate to burst your bubble today, but you can't save anybody. And you can't heal anybody. That's why the Bible says we water and we plant, but it's God that gives the increase. That's why our job is not to heal or save. Our job is to get them here, to bring empty vessels. Because if we bring an empty vessel, then God says, I will come and I will fill that vessel. You get them here. It happened in my life. I came into this at 15 years of age. And I'm like, these people are crazy. Why are they running? Why are they jumping? And back in my day, they rolled. Why are they rolling? I really thought my dad paid them to act like that. I was like, you ain't gonna get me, Dad. Not on your life. But that's what happens. You get people here in an environment and they're not used to it. And they're looking at you going, why are you so happy? You've got tears rolling down your face. As we know, when the world cries, they're not happy. But you get in the presence of God and you start to weep and you start to cry and you get happy and you feel something you've never felt before. I'm telling you what it is. It's the power of the Holy Ghost. And David said, oh, taste and see that the Lord God is good. Try it out for yourself. He says, but let me back it up a little bit. Before you get to that part, let me tell you how you get there. And he breaks it down in verse number one when he says, I'll bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. How in the world can you bless God at all times, Brother Rudy? Do you always have good days? Do you always feel good? You always getting a raise on your job? You never get pains or belly aches. Doctor never gives you a bad report. How can you praise God all the time? Because David said, my praise is not contingent on what happens to me. My praise is not contingent on how I feel or how I don't feel. My praise is not predicated on whether I get a raise or if I lose my job. My praise is predicated on who He is. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. He never has a bad day. He never loses. He's never defeated. He's a God that is real. And because of that, I will praise the Lord at all times. Because David said, something happens when you praise. We talked about it yesterday. I mean, you get people here on a funeral service and we're singing, this is how we overcome. We had people jumping and shouting yesterday at Brother Al Flores' celebration of life on a funeral day. How in the world do you do that? We just lost a loved one. Well, we may have lost it, but heaven gained it. And I don't know what you're living for. You may be living for your 401k retirement plan. I don't know, but I'm living for heaven's resources. Because I know there's coming a day that God's gonna call me home. And my praise and my worship is predicated on the fact that one of these days, I'm gonna see God. And what a day, what a glorious day that's going to be. Oh, happy day when Jesus calls me home. So David said, I'm gonna bring God into the equation. Because He inhabits, He dwells, He abides where there's praise. And I love to praise God. In the good, in the bad, in the valleys, in the I love to praise Him. But He didn't stop there. He said, you know, sometimes you just got to get a praise partner. Sometimes you just got to form a worship posse. Because He said, not only will I bless the Lord, but then He turns and says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. I'm going to tell you, there's power when you begin to praise. But there's also power when you link up with somebody and say, come on, we're going to worship God together. Come on, we're going to magnify Him together. We're going to praise Him together. We're going to worship Him together. Because I'm telling you, this becomes contagious. And you get together and you understand that God begins to take notice and God begins to set free. Oh, magnify the Lord with, oh, would somebody just try that right now? Could you just reach over that person next to you and just link up with him and just begin to worship God? Just begin to worship Him. Just begin to say, God, I love you. God, I worship you. God, I adore you. God. Oh, I feel it already in this building right now that there's an undercurrent of the Holy Ghost when you begin to worship God. When you begin to magnify Him. Because something powerful happens, Brother McIntosh, when not only I worship Him, but I get somebody else to agree with me. Then what happens is he begins to pray this in verse 4. I sought the Lord and he heard me. And he delivered me from all my fears. Bible says that perfect love. What's that? What's that? It cast out all fear. You get God into the equation. Anxiety has got to go. Stress has got to go. Depression has got to go. Loneliness and guilt. I'm going to tell you, you get God on your side. Perfect love comes in and he casts away all fear. He delivers me. Verse 5 says, they looked into him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. And this poor man cried. See, you may think that because somebody else got all that and they're doing all that, that God here, God is no respecter of person. It doesn't matter how much money you got. It doesn't matter the color of skin you got. It doesn't matter the dialect you speak. God is no respecter of persons. And if you make up your mind, I'm not leaving here until I touch him. Because my family needs him. My home needs him. My marriage depends on him. I know there's 2,000 plus uses for this, but it's nothing in comparison to the Holy Ghost and what every family, every home, every marriage, everybody needs. We need a good dose of the Holy Ghost inside of us. Because he really does work. Because he heals us from all of our troubles. He saves us. Isn't there an old song that says, you don't know? Like I know what the Lord has done for me. I don't know what you use this on. But man, I break this thing out. Good old Holy Ghost. Yeah, your marriage is maybe always great. I don't know. I don't know how to put this thing on. Here you go. We're going to try it out. Boom. Who knows how that goes? There you go. I don't know what your marriage needs. Sometimes you just need a good old dose of the Holy Ghost. You say, Pastor, what just happened? Was WD-40? It's going to clean something. But I'm not talking about WD-40. I'm talking about Holy Ghost. And you've got to go into your home and you just got to share a little bit of Holy Ghost inside your life, inside your family. You walk in, Brother Miller, and somebody's, you just spray a little bit of Holy Ghost. That's all you've got to do, because the Holy Ghost, it has so many uses. It has everything that you need. And you say, well, Pastor, good to see you, Brother Junior. I love Brother Rick Jr. Proud of you. Amen. God's got a hold of you. Gave you a good woman. Got you a great family. Amen. But things weren't always good with you. You've made mess ups and bad choices and bad decisions. But I was your youth pastor back then. Way back in the day. Yeah, 20. Oh, don't say that too loud. But you weren't doing good. Because you didn't have the Lord. But you decided, I need to get God back in. And what God do? He began to restore. I'm telling you, a self-help book will not do the trick. Dr. Phil and Oprah, they may say wonderful words, but they will not heal you. They will not save you. What you need today, and God knew you're going to be here, and you're not here by accident or coincidence. You're here in the divine will of God. And God knew that today, on a Sunday morning at Father's Day, you're going to need a great big dose of the Holy Ghost, because this Holy Ghost, it works. It stands the test of time. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he's good. Somebody ought to clap your hands. Somebody ought to raise your voice. Somebody ought to give him praise. Oh, I feel him here in this house. God, whatever you do, don't pass me by. I'm not leaving here, God, until you bless me. Whew. Hallelujah. Anybody feel that today? That's why the Word of God says, when you're weak, He becomes strong. When you don't know where to go and where to turn and you don't see no light at the end of the tunnel, He said, hey, don't be dismayed. I'll be a light that'll shine. Come on, we can't afford to have regular church and go through the motions and go through the traditions of this. We need divine encounters of the Lord. We need God to step in. Oh, lift up your voice with me. Come on, there's a Lord. There's a Lord standing outside knocking on your door. And He says, whosoever will, if he hears my voice and he opens up the door, I'm going to come in and I'm going to sup with you. I know some past hurts and some past defeats and some past failures. But God's saying today's a new day. I'm going to bring you out. Oh, lift up your voice. Hashataya kor. Hikarayanda yaso. Tarakaya rasa. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, your prayers have not been falling on deaf ears. God has heard every one of your prayers. God has given you a word, and every word from God is yea and amen. You have not seen the best days yet. You have not seen your greatest victories yet. You have not experienced your greatest revivals yet. There's a God that's fighting for you. Oh, lift up your voice with me. Come on, this Holy Ghost works. Come on, this will remove the bottle from the alcoholic. It'll remove the drugs from the drug addict. It'll remove the abuse from the home. It'll take away guilt. It'll take away depression. It'll take away loneliness. It'll take away fear and anxiety. It'll give you peace, love, and joy. Try Him. Put Him to the test. Come on, dads. Stand up for what's right. Come on, young men, young ladies. Live for God. Come on, saint of God, make up your mind. As for me and my house, we go serve God. We gonna put Him to the test. He's my way out. He's my provider. He's my healer. Oh, lift up your voice with me. Lift up your voice with me. Shatarayanda yakorasi. Harasatayako. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would you stand to your feet with me tonight? All over this building, there's a God that's got a word for you. And that word is, you're not alone. You're not facing this by yourself. There's a God that showed up for you today. And He wants to help your home. He wants to help your family. He wants to help your marriage and your future. Can I tell you, the hardest people to win is your family. You've been trying, Brother Patrick. Can I tell you that the secret is keep on keeping on.
Amen.
It's what it is. never given up. Because in reality, your family's not looking for you to just speak to them all the time. They're just watching you on how this stuff really affects your life. I don't want to be known as someone that just talks the talk but doesn't walk the walk. I want this Holy Ghost sprayed all over me. I won't be saturated by him. For when I walk into my family's house and I walk into friends and co-workers, I want them to see and feel something different, because this world desperately needs God. This is water displacement. But I'm not preaching for water displacement. I'm preaching for living water. Because he that drinks of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinks of the water that he shall provide shall never thirst again. And if you'll be honest with yourself, with me today, and you'll say, you know what, I know it's early, but I'm going to make some time with God today. And I'm going to bring him in and tell God, I'm going to turn some things around. Because if I were to ask every one of you, I believe everybody's hand would be raised that you could be better. You could live better. You could pray better. You could. And I'm praying right now. Forget about trying to be better. And just pray, God, I just want to be closer. Because the closer you get to him, the better you become. And if I'm striving just to be better, then I'm striving by works. And it's not of works, lest any man should boast. But if I can get close to Dad on this Father's Day, we honor all you fathers, but on this Father's Day, I honor you, God. And I want you to know I'm giving myself to you. Take my hands, take my feet, take these lips, take this vessel. Use me, God. Pour me out for a world to see. Let them see you through me. Oh, would you step out of your pew this morning? Would you grab somebody by the hand? And would you say, let's come and commit together. Let's pray together.
You deserve.
Let's pray for our family. Let's pray for our home. God, I can't do this by myself.
We lift our hands.
But God, today I'm making a commitment. I'm making a new dedication.
You deserve the glory.
That I'm going to run to you.
You deserve the honor.
I'm going to bask at your feet. I'm going to drink from your cup.
In
I want that water, God.
As we magnify,
I want that water, God. I want that living water. Come on, I feel him here.
So
come on. You've tried a lot of things.
Like you.
But why don't you try this Jesus?
There
why don't you try him today?
Like
oh, taste and
you
see
great,
that the Lord God
so
is good. And he's fighting for you.
Like
and he believes
you.
In you. Hallelujah.
There is no one.
Hallelujah.
Else like
God,
you.
You.
You deserve the glory. You deserve the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship. As we magnify your name, you deserve the glory. You deserve the honor.
Come on, that's it. I feel him in this house.
Lord, we lift
I feel
our
him
hands
in this place.
In worship, as we magnify your name, you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There As we magnify your name, you deserve the glory, you deserve the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we magnify your name. You are great, you do miracles so great.
Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands. Lift your voice.
There is nobody else like
nobody
you.
Like you.
You are great.
Hallelujah.
You do miracles so
oh,
great.
I worship you, God.
There is no one else like
I
you.
I worship you. I worship you.
There is no one else
hallelujah.
Like you.
You.
You are great. You do miracles.
The power of the Holy Ghost.
Like you.
Hallelujah. Can I tell you, this thing really works. I'm not talking about WD-40, but I'm talking about HG over 2,000. Holy Ghost over 2,000 years old. It works. And you need your home, and you need your family. We were going to do a baptism today, and we had everything ready, had the family ready, had the towels ready, but someone forgot the water. There was water displacement in our baptismal tank. But we're going to take a trip to our house, and we're going to baptize her in our pool today. And everybody that wants to come, you all are more than welcome. We're going to have a baptism right after this at our house. We're going to baptize in Jesus' name. If you've never been baptized in Jesus' name, I'm telling you the waters are ready. And I'll baptize you as well. We need Holy Ghost. We need God. We need God in every area and aspect of our life. And what you're missing is God. And I challenge you, take this with you. Take it with you and make up your mind. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Would you clap your hands unto the Lord today?